Today's shiur is Masechta Pesachim, Daf Mem Gimel, and we're going to begin on Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. We learned in the Mishnah that Rav Elazar Omer Af Tachshitei Nashim. Rav Elazar says that Tachshitei Nashim are included in the group of items that are usur to be used on Pesach. And as we explained yesterday, Amachloikus Rishonim, what does Rav Elazar mean with Tachshitei Nashim? Does he really just mean to give another example of Taruvas Chametz or Chametz Noiksha, or does he actually mean that it's Chametz Noiksha in a Taruvas? So you have two reasons to be Mekel. It's a Chametz Noiksha and a Taruvas. So ask the Gemara, Tachshitei Nashim Salka Daitach. Tachshitei Nashim means makeup. What's wrong with makeup? Ela Eima after Pulei Nashim. It's the material used to remove excess here. Dam Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Benos Yisrael Shegiel Apirkon Vilgiel Ashanim, Jewish girls who are of age, who have show signs of puberty, but don't yet have the age to show those signs, and therefore they are embarrassed. Benos Aniyim Toifles Oisayim Besid. Poor girls that can't afford to buy expensive items use lime to remove the extra hair. B'nais Ashirim, Teufelus Oisai Mesailus. Wealthier girls use flour. B'nais Malachim, B'shemen Hamar. And very wealthy girls, children of kings, use Shemen Hamar, as it says in the Megillah. Shenemar, Shisha Chadoshim B'shemen Hamar. For 6 months, the girls who are preparing themselves to meet Achashverosh use Shemen Hamar to prepare themselves. My Shemen Hamar, what exactly is Shemen Hamar? Rav Huna bar Yimi Amar Sitkis. Rashi himself says, I don't know what it is. Rav Yimi bar Abba Amar Shemen Zayish Lo Hivi Yishlish. Olive oil that isn't quite yet a third processed. Tanya Rav Yehuda Omer Afiknin. What is Afiknin? It's Shemen Zayish Lo Hivi Yishlish. It's olive oil of olives which has not quite yet been a third ripened. V'lom esochnei son, water used, v'bnei shemeshir as a sayer, it removes excess hair, u'ma'adein es habosor, and it makes the skin glow. Tosfos asks, that according to this explanation, that when the Mishnah mentioned tachshitei noshim, it means this material that's used to remove the extra hair, yesterday we said that that's what kolon shosayfrim is. So is it Kailan Shal Seifrim, or is it Fulei Noshim? So Taisha says it makes a difference where the hair is. Kailan Shal Seifrim that we spoke about yesterday is used on the hair on the head. And the this Tipulei Noshim that we're discussing today is used on the other hair on the body. Zer Klal, Kol Shu Min Dogim. So Mishnah said that anything that's Min Dogim Yechayiv on Pesach. Tanya on Rabbi Shua, v'chimiachas and sheninu, ha'kol shehu min dogim. If the Mishnah says that anything is that is a family of grain, ha'reza over b'Pesach, you're not allowed to own it on Pesach. Ask the Braisa, lama manu chacham elu. Why did Chazal have to specifically mention each one of the examples listed in the Mishnah? Unlike Tosfos explains, of course the Mishnah had to mention examples. We always mention examples if we're talking about Taruvas Chametz or we're talking about Chametz Neiksha. But the question is, why do we have to mention a specific 4 examples for Taruvas Chametz, 3 examples for Tachshite, for Chametz Neiksha? We should have just mentioned 1. So Taisa says, perhaps we're mentioning all these examples because we want to say that the Tanakhama holds that only these things are Asr, not the Tachshitei Noshim that Rebbe Lezer mentions are Asr. So according to the Rishonim that we mentioned at the beginning of the Shir, that really there is no Machloikas between Rebbe Lezer and the Tanakhama, so then the question is still a good question. There's no Machloikas, so why do I need to mention all these things? But even according to the Rishonim, they learn that there is a machloikis between Rebbe Lezer and the Tanakhama. So Taisa says, the Gemara's question is, at least according to Rebbe Lezer, why did all these items have to be mentioned One example of taruvas chametz and one example of chametz noiksha should be enough. Answers the Gemara, k'day shirogu b'mishmaseim. The reason the Mishnah mentioned all these items is for a different point altogether, that we should be familiar with what these things are. There was a Jew that came from Eretz Yisrael, Ikla Bavel, and he came to Bavel, have a bistur b'hadei. He brought along some meat. Amalei krivuli meskelta. I'd like that, could you give me some condiments, some relish to have with the meat? Shama, so he heard as the people was saying to each other, the Ka'amri, they were saying to each other, krivuli kutach, give him kutach. Kim the Shama kutach. Once he heard that they're going to give him kutach, pirish, he knew that you're not supposed, that kutach is milchiks, because as we learned yesterday, kutach contains whey, and he knew they can't have kutach with meat. Had he not learned yesterday daf yoy mishir, he would have never known what kutach is. So that's why the Mishnah had to mention all of the different items. So the Mishnah says, hare elu bazhara, taruvas chametz, chametz noiksha, the zachiv lav. Ask the Gemara, man Tana, who is the Tana, the chametz gomer alide taruvas? Who is the Tana that holds that taruvas chametz, the noiksha be'enei, a chametz noiksha is only a lav? We're going to get to it. There's only a lav. It's a machlekas rishonim we said yesterday. According to Rashi, you are over by your rabbi yamatzah. According to Taisus, you're not. Amar Yehuda Rav Remeihi. It's going according to Remeihi. We need to familiarize ourselves with a certain item. The item is called seor. Till now we spoke about sor. Sor is what's called sourdough or yeast that's used to make bread rise, dough rise. Seor is dough at the earliest stages of becoming chametz. We're going to learn a Mishnah on Daf Mem Ches, a Machloikas Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, exactly what seor is. According to Ramei, you reach the status of seor when hichsif, when the dough starts getting white. Rabbi Yehuda is more makel. He says it's only considered seor when there's sedakim, when there are cracks in the dough. Before we go further, both of them, whatever you'll say it is, whether it's hichsif according to Ramea, or whether it's stokim according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's chametz noiksha. There's a prima godim that tells us what chametz noiksha is. We're going to talk now about chametz noiksha. What are examples of chametz noiksha? So he says there are a number of examples of chametz noiksha. One example of chametz noiksha is what we just described. Something that's at the beginning stages of becoming chametz, but isn't quite chametz yet. Another example of chametz noiksha is something that was chametz, but became inedible. That's another example. But it's not that it became inedible, that it's not royal achilas kelev. Because if it's not royal achilas kelev, we said many times that it's not considered anything. It's not royal achilas adam, it's not fit for human consumption, but it is fit for a dog to eat. And then we have a third example of kolon shel soifrim, which is really flour that has been ruined. What is the difference between the first type of chametz noiksha and the last two types? So the Prima Godim says a very important difference. Chametz noiksha, the first type, that it never became edible, that it never really became chametz, it could be edible. It could be very edible. It's still chametz noiksha because it never quite became chametz. On the other hand, something that was already chametz and now is losing its status of full-fledged chametz, it's only going to lose that status if it's inedible. So says the Gemara, the Tanya, seer yusarif, seer has to be burnt on Pesach, for noisn lekalboy, it could be given to your dog to eat, for oichle ba'aboyim, and somebody that eats it gets malchus. So ask the Gemara the obvious question. Hagufakasha. Understanding this line of the Brisa is very difficult. It's self-contradictory. Amrit, first the Brisa says, Seer Yusarif. It must be burnt. Alma, Osbano. You have to burn it. You're not allowed to have any anor from it. Vahadatani, in the exact same Brisa, what does it say? Vinoisn lefne cowboy. You could give it to your dog to eat. Alma, Mutter, Vano. You're allowed to have anor. So how do I reconcile this Brisa? Answers the Gemara, Hachikamer. This is the way you have to understand the Braisa. Seer Yusarif, the Rameya, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. Whatever seer is, which we said before, according to Meir, something becomes seer at an earlier stage when it's just hichsif. That's chametz, at least chametz knoiksha, and has to be burnt. Rabbi Yehuda, and seer at that later stage of Rabbi Yehuda when it gets cracks must be burnt. Then it says you can't have ano, you can give it to your dog. What's that talking about? The Ramei Rabbi Yehuda, something which Ramei considers seer, that means it's hichsif, it's white, it's pale. Ramei holds it's already seer, it has to be burnt, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, you could still have ano from it. Says Tosfos that really midaraisa, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you should be allowed to eat it also, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, at that stage, it's not chametz at all. But says Tosfos, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that midrabbanon, something which Ramea considers chametz, you shouldn't eat, you could have enough from it, not eat it. Va'oich le'baboim, and somebody who eats it will get malchus. Osl Ramea. Ramea says that something's already seer, not only do you have to burn it, if you chas v'shalom eat it, you'll get malchus. Ask the tzlach. This could go even according to Rabbi Yehuda also. Ha'oichloi, somebody eats seer, that Rabbi Yehuda calls seer, you should get malchus. So the Tzlach says, theoretically you're right, but when we're going to learn the Mishnah on Daf Memeches, we're going to see that Rabbi Yehuda holds you never get malchus for chametz knoiksha. So the Gemara couldn't say that it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda doesn't give malchus for chametz knoiksha. So what do we see here? Shemina le'el Rabbi Meir, but what do we see from this brisa? That knoiksha be'enei, chametz noiksha is a chi of lav. You get malchus. Says Rabbi Yehuda, the kol shkein chametz dom gama ide taruvus. If by chametz noiksha there's a lav, taruvus chametz is worse than chametz noiksha, and there's certainly a lav. Rav Nachman Amar, Rav Nachman says, who is the Tana of our Mishnah? Rabbi Lezihi. The Tanya, al chametz dog and gama onish karut. If somebody eats chametz on Pesach, he's chayv karus. El Ruvoi, if he eats taruvus chametz, belav, divir Rebbe Lezer, v'cham amrim, al chametz dog and gomer, onish karus, on chametz, full-fledged chametz, there's a chiv karus, v'el Ruvoi, beloi klom, there is no isser on taruvus chametz. So what do we see in this brisa? Shemina le Rebbe Lezer, dom chametz dog and gomer, al yidei taruvus, that taruvus chametz does a chiv lav, says Rav Nachman that chametz noiksha is worse than taruvus chametz. So by taruvus chametz there's a lav, certainly noiksha be'enei, that by chametz noiksha there's a lav. The Mefarshim point out that we need to understand what it says in this brisa. The brisa says that in chametz dog and gomer there's a chiv karis. That's nothing new. We know that. We're learning 40 blad of Masechta Pesachim, that chametz gomer does a chiv karis. What's the brisa have to begin with those words? So I saw two answers. One answer is, when is there a chiv karis? There's a chiv karis only on Pesach. If somebody eats chametz erev Pesach after chatzos, even though you're not allowed to eat after chatzos, there's no chiv karis. The Gemara is saying that in the time on Pesach, you'll have a chiv karis. That's when there's an isser on taruvus chametz, according to my dama that's machman taruvus chametz. But in erev Pesach, where there's no chiv karis, there won't be a chiv lav. There won't be a chiv lav on erev Pesach. Or another teretz, something that we spoke about before, to go into Bayi Ra, Bayi Matzah. On Bayi Ra, Bayi Matzah, there is no Chiv Karis. So he's saying that only on Chametz Gomer there's a Chiv Karis, not for Bayi Ra, Bayi Matzah. And that's why there is no Bayi Ra, Bayi Matzah on Taruvus Chametz. This would be a proof to the Rabbeinu Tam that we quoted yesterday, that said in Taruvus Chametz and in Chametz Knoiksha, there is no Bayi Ra, Bayi Matzah. What is the basic machloikis between Rav Nachman's approach and Rabbi Yehuda's approach? Rav Nachman's approach has that chametz knoiksha is more serious than taruvus chametz. And if you're chayef for taruvus chametz, you're certainly chayef for chametz knoiksha. Rabbi Yehuda's approach is just the opposite. He holds that chametz, taruvus chametz is worse than chametz knoiksha. So he says, if you're chayef for chametz knoiksha, you're certainly chayef for taruvus chametz. And that's what the Gemara says. Rav Nachman, my time along with Rabbi Yehuda, why didn't Rav Nachman identify like Rabbi Yehuda that the Tan of our Mishnah is Rameya? Amloch, he'll tell you, Dilma at Kanloi Kam Rameya Hosom. You know when Rameya is Machmer, Elon Noiksha Be'enei. chametz knoik sheis machmer. Aval chametz dog gomai de teruvis loy. Because Taruvus Chametz is less than Chametz Naiksha, and maybe he's Mekel. On the other hand, Rav Yehuda might tamal amal like Rav Nachman. Why doesn't Rav Yehuda identify like Rav Nachman that the man d'omer of our Mishnah is Rav Elezer? Because he's going to tell you, Amalach, at Kanlai Kamer Rav Elezer Hossam, you know where Rav Elezer's Machmer, Ela Chametz, Dogen Gomai de Taruvus, by Taruvus Chametz. Avav Naiksha be'enai, but by Chametz Naiksha, Loy Amar, he's not going to be Machmer. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavosei Rav Yehuda, I'll bring you a proof like Rav Yehuda, that the Tana of our Mishnah is Rameya. It says in the Pasuk, not Rav Elezer, it says in the Pasuk, Kol Machmetzes Loisechelu, L'Rabbois, Kutach Abavli, V'Sheikh Ramadai, V'Choy Mitzadoymi, V'Zeisim Hamotzri, all these examples that we gave yesterday in the Mishnah, and we explained yesterday, that are all examples of Taruvus Chometz. Yochel Yei Onish Koris. I would think that there's a Chiv Koris if somebody eats one of these items. To Tamloim Ki Kol Oichel Chometz V'Nichrusa. Al Chometz Dogen Gomer Onish Koris. Only a full-fledged Chometz is the Chiv Koris. V'Luruvei B'Lav. And on Taruvus Chometz there's a Lav. Man Shamet Lei D'Oma Aluvei B'Lav. Who's the man D'Oma that says there's a Chiv on Taruvus Chometz or Belezehi? And what does he say here? He only mentions Taruvus Chametz being Osir. He doesn't mention Chametz Noiksha. Shmamina. So what must be a proof? That Noiksha le Rebbe Lezer lesley. Rebbe Lezer doesn't hold that there is a Chiyiv for Chametz Noiksha. So if so, Rebbe Lezer can't be the Tan of our Mishnah. Because in our Mishnah, there's a Chiyiv both for Chametz Noiksha and Taruvus Chametz. By force, who must be the Tan of our Mishnah? Rameya, who's chayy for both. Asked Tosfos the obvious question. Perhaps Rebbe Elezer is only mentioning Taruvus Chametz, but he agrees that Chametz Knoiksha is chayy. You know why? Because he holds that Chametz Knoiksha is worse than Taruvus Chametz. So if you're chayy for Taruvus Chametz, you're certainly chayy for Chametz Knoiksha, and he doesn't mention it because it's obvious. So the Tosfos Emes answers that if Rebbe Elezer holds that Yechai for Chametz Knoiksha, he should have mentioned it. Because if we're just going to rely on a Kavachaymer, ain't on Shimon Adin. You can't give an Isser based on a Kavachaymer. But Tosfos says differently. What do we want to say? Let's understand what Tosfos says. Beautiful. Tosfos says like this. What do you want to say? The Chametz Knoiksha is worse than Taruvus Chametz. And if you're not, and if you're Chai for Taruvus Chametz, you're certainly Chai for Chametz Knoiksha. Says Tosfos, what is this price that we're learning now tell us? This price is telling us that you're a kula, that you're not chayiv koris, you're only chayiv alav. So if chametz noiksha is worse than taruvus chametz, then the price should have told us and should have said, even though it's worse, you're only chayiv alav, you're not chayiv koris. The fact that he didn't mention it comes to teach me that chametz noiksha you're pottering entirely. Take the mashon and the tzlach, and they say that this is Tosfos. Is pshat in the whole Gemara we learned today. Because first of all, they ask, what does this Braisa that Rabbi Yehuda quoted now teach us more than the Braisa that was quoted before about Rabbi Elezer? We already know what Rabbi Elezer holds. That he holds that Taruvus Chametz is alive, and he doesn't speak about Chametz Noiksha. What makes this Braisa more revealing than the previous Braisa? So he says it's very geschmack. The previous Braisa wasn't telling us kulas. It was telling us chumras. So there I could say that I only mention Taruvus Chametz, I don't mention Chametz Noiksha, and you should understand yourself that you're chai by Chametz Noiksha. But here we're learning Kulas. If we're learning Kulas and Chametz Noiksha is worse, then mention it, and you shouldn't make the mistake to think that it's a Chi of Karis. And then the Tzlach says a beautiful word. He says, let's continue in the Gemara. The Gemara says, let's look at the first wide line. Amlach, my time Amlach Rabbi Yehuda, Amlach Dilma at kan like come Rameya Hossam. So he says maybe Rameya only meant Noiksha, he didn't mean Taruvus Chametz. And then when the Gemara says, why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda agree to Rav Nachman? He says, Amlach at kan like come Rabbi Elezer Hossam, Ela Chametz Dagen Gomer. What's the difference between the Gemara's explanation of Rabbi Yehuda and the Gemara's explanation of Meir? A very important word is missing. Dilma. When the Gemara says Nachman doesn't agree with Rabbi Yehuda, it says maybe, Dilma. Why when the Gemara explains why Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree with Rav Nachman, doesn't the Gemara use the word Dilma? She used the word Dilma both times. So he says, very geschmack, the tzlach. Because Rabbi Yehuda has this brisa that corroborates the shita. That Rabbi Lezer doesn't hold the chametz knoiksha is a chiv at all. So he doesn't have to say Dilma. I know I'm right. I have a brisa to corroborate my shita. On the other hand, Rav Nachman doesn't have a brisa that so clearly corroborates the shita. So that's why he has to say Dilma. Maybe I'm right. I can't be 100% sure that I'm right. Says the Gemara, Noik Shalev Elazar, Elish, Shmamina, Noik Leslie. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar, Ruva Belav Menali. According to Rabbi Elazar, that says that Teruva's Chomster is a Chiv Lav, where does he know it from? Says the Ksiv, because it says in the Pasuk, Komachmatzas Loisachelu. So, Machmetzas means not something that's only independently Chomets, but something that's Chomets because it's Teruva's Chomets. Ask the Gemara, Ihochi, Karas nam lechayv, so you should be chayv teruvas chametz also karas. The ksiv ki kol oichel machmetzes v'nichrasa, and we're saying the word machmetzes means teruvas chametz, and here it says by machmetzes there's a chiv karas. And says the Gemara that machmetzes I need for a different limit. Hahumi boile lechetanya, eli elosh neschametz me'elof. I would know something that became chametz from itself is considered chametz. Machmes dover achaminayin. How do I know if it became chametz because of an external factor? Now Tosfos explains that an external factor does not mean sourdough, does not mean sour, because we already encountered the svara that something that becomes chametz because of sourdough is the highest level of chametz. What the Gemara means is there are three ways of becoming chametz. It can become chametz because of sourdough, which is a very high level of chametz. It can become chametz because internally it fermented, which is also chametz. And then it can become chametz because of an outside factor, which is not sourdough. How do I know that that makes chametz? Machmas tova ach minayin, tamalim ka machmetzes v'nechrasa. That's what the pasuk teaches us, that it becomes chametz because of an external factor, it's chametz. Ask the Gemara, if that's what machmetzes teaches us, that an external factor can make something chametz, yehochad the lav nami lehochad asa. So then say that the pasuk that says, the previous pasuk that says, is not going to teach us taruvas chametz, but rather it's going to teach us that if it becomes chametz because of an external factor, it's chametz. So I'm back to where we started. How do I know, according to Rabbi Elazar, that taruvas chametz is chametz? Al tamad Rabbi Elazar mikol. It says the word kol, and I use the word kol to teach me that taruvas chametz is also. Ask the Gemara, hasanami haksiv kol. So in the pasuk of Karis, it says, Kikol oichel machmetzes v'nichrasa. So I should say that not only is there a chiv lav for eating teruvas chametz, there's even a chiv karas. And it says the Gemara, Hahimi ba'ilel rabbis sanoshim. I need that pasuk for a different limud. I need to tell me that women are not allowed to eat chametz. So ask the Gemara, Noshim is a Yehuda Merav Nafka. I don't need that pasuk to teach me that women aren't allowed to eat chametz. I know from what Rabbi Yehuda Merav taught me. Dom Rabbi Yehuda Merav, the Kentana de Berishmo, Omakro, Isha Isha, Kiyasu, Vikal Chatas Adam, Hishva Kosav Ish Isha, Lakal Ansh Shvatira. That women and men are equal, that they're not allowed to do any laugh. So I don't need a new pasuk to tell me that women aren't allowed to eat chametz. Answers the Gemara Itzrich. I need a pasuk to tell me that women aren't allowed to eat chametz. Kosal Kedata Chamina. Hoyl Viksiv, it says in the pasuk, Lesoichel of chametz, Shivis Yaman Toichel of matzes. So it would say, Kol sheyesh nebekum aichel matzah, whoever is obligated to eat matzah, yesh nebebal toichel chametz, is not allowed to eat chametz. V'hani nosha horv lest nebekum aichel matzah, women don't have to eat matzah. You know why? The havelay mitzvah asay she's man grama. We know that women are never mechuyev in a mitzvah asay. That's time specific. So I would say, aim nebebal toichel chametz, nami lesnu. That's why I would say that also not prohibited from eating chametz. Kamash Malon. That's why the pasuk is telling me, that's why I need the call to tell me that women are not allowed to eat chametz. Ask Tosfos. We have a pasuk. The pasuk says, Loisachal of chametz, Shivas Yom Toichal of matzahs. You could take the pasuk one two ways. You could say that the pasuk is telling me that whoever doesn't have to eat matzah is not prohibited from eating chametz. which is a kula, or I could take the pasuk l'chumra and say women aren't allowed to eat chametz, and therefore they have to eat matzah. So why would I take the pasuk l'kula if I could go l'chumra? We have a klal, Taisa says, that wherever we could take a hekish l'kula or l'chumra, we take it l'chumra. And the chroinim and medayik from Taisa, the medaraisa we take it l'chumra. So what's the havaminim? So Taisa says two answers. One answer is we know that Pesach is Tezvav Nisan, and Sukkot is Tezvav Tishrei. Women, and we always compare Tezvav Tezvav, Sukkot and Pesach. Since we know that women are potter from sitting in the sukkah, I would say they're certainly potter from eating matzah. And that's why I would explain the pasuk, they're potter from matzah, and they have no problem with chametz. That's one teretz Taisvus gives. Another teretz Taisvus gives is that the pasuk reads, L'sachal of chametz, shivas yom toichal of matzahs. Says Taisvus, the second part of the pasuk always explains the first part of the pasuk. What's the second part of the pasuk? It speaks about matzah. Since the second part of the pasuk is speaking about matzah, and women were saying now a potter for matzah, because it's a mitzvah seishes magroma, I'll say that they also have no problem with chametz. So now we said that why they osur teat matzah, because the word kol. Ask the Gemara, the hashtag Abalei about teichel chametz. Now that we established that women may not eat chametz, now we'll also say it's isanam lechilas matzah. They have to eat matzah. Krebelazer, Dom Rebelazer, noshim chayovas bachilas matzah dvatayra. Women are obligated to eat matzah. Shenemar leisoichel of chametz. Kol sheyeshtem about teichel chametz. Whoever may not eat chametz, yeshtem bachilas matzah, must eat matzah. And now these women, hani nam nashi, now that we proved, hoyel v'yeshtem about teichel chametz, may not eat chametz, therefore we'll say, yeshnon become achel matzah, they must eat matzah. Ask the Miches Chinuch, why do I have to go through this entire Gemara to prove that women are mechuyiv to eat matzah? Why don't we say Sha'afin Hayu Ba'isanes? Just like we say by Megillah, that women have to hear the Megillah, Sha'afin Hayu Ba'isanes, they were part of the Ness of the of Purim, so we should, and now we say that by Chanukah, so we say Sha'afin Hayu Ba'isanes, women went out of Mitzrayim. So Miches Chinuch says, Afhein Hayu Ba'isanes cannot make you mechuyiv midaraisa. It's only midrabonin. Here we're saying that there will be mechuyiv even midaraisa. But then the Miches Chinuch says, so are women a mechuyiv in Sipu Yitzias Mitzrayim? Maybe I should say that women are mechuyiv in Sipu Yitzias Mitzrayim. I don't have a pasuk that says that they're mechuyiv, and I'll say that's a mitzvah seishes magroma. So actually, there's a Rabbeinu David that says the women aren't mechuyiv midaraisa in Sipu Yitzias Mitzrayim. But I saw two pshatim why women are mechuyiv in Sipu Yitzias Mitzrayim. We said last week the matzah is called lechem oini. Why is it called lechem oini? She'ainin olav dvarim habei. We say Sipu Yitzias Mitzrayim with the matzah. So what do we see? That Sipu Yitzias Mitzrayim and matzah are connected. And we just finished proving that women are mechuyiv to eat matzah. So if the mechuyiv to eat matzah, the mechuyiv to have Sipu Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's one teretz I saw. Another teretz I saw is this rule that we have throughout Shas, throughout Halacha, that women are potter from mitzvahs and seishes magroma, only began by Har Sinai. When the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah in Har Sinai, he gave it to us with a rule that women are potter from mitzvahs and seishes magroma. The mitzvah Sipu Yitzias Mitzrayim began before Har Sinai. And that's why that exclusion didn't apply to mitzvahs and Sipu Yitzias Mitzrayim. So then you'll ask, the matzah also applied before Har Sinai. They had to eat matzah in Mitzrayim. The answer is that the matzah that we eat, the chiv matzah we have, and the chiv matzah that they had in Mitzrayim is a different chiv. Because we learned that Mitzrayim, they were only mechuyiv matzah one day. We're mechuyiv matzah 7 days. So it's the matzah that we eat is not the matzah that they ate in Mitzrayim. It's a different chiv. That chiv began in Har Sinai, and in that matzah, we would say mitzvah sasayishas magroma, if not that we had a limud. Korban Pesach, they were takim mechuyiv. Maybe they're mechuyiv, women. Continues the Gemara. So why are we up to? We have a pasuk kol, and when using the pasuk kol, we have two options. We could have used it for taruvus chametz, and we could have used it for women. So we're saying that we're using it to teach us women may not eat chametz. Ask the Gemara, my chazes the high kol l'ribuy noshim. Why are we saying that this pasuk kol we're using to say that women may not eat chametz or mafkik eruvoy, and we're not using it to teach us that there's a chiyuv chorus for teruvus chametz? Maybe ask the Gemara, ema l'ribuy eruvoy. Say just the opposite, that it's coming to say that there's a iser, there's a chiyuv chorus for teruvus chametz, and it's not telling us anything about women. Answers the Gemara, mistab rekoy ba'oichlem mar ba'oichlem. What does the pasuk say? Kikol o'oichel chametz v'nichrisa. Who's the pasuk talking to? It's talking to oichel, to eaters who eat people. So it makes sense that if I have a choice who to include, an eater or a food, something that's eaten, it makes sense to include, to use the pasuk to teach us that an eater is mechuyev. Mistabra koy ba'oichlin mar ba'oichlin. When the pasuk is talking about eaters, it's going to include, it's going to be used to teach us another eater, a woman, has the chiv, the issa to eat chametz. Koy ba'oichlin. But to say that the pasuk is talking about eaters, mar ba'necholim, it's talking about something that's eaten, I won't say that. Ask the Gemara, maskla rav nasan avud rav huna, the kol hecha de koy ba'oichlin loy mar ba'necholim, is that a fact that when the pasuk is speaking to eaters, it can't be used to include something which is eaten? For Tanya, we learned in a brisa. The pasuk says, "Ki kol ha'oichel chelav v'nehema ashiyakrif." Only el chelav tamimim. I would only know that there's a chiv for eating chelav from an animal which is unblemished. Shiroi likarv, which could be brought on the mizbeach. Chelav bali mumim minayin. The chelav of blemished animals. How do we know that it's asur? Tam aloyma mina behema. Continues the brisa, chelav chulamanayim, the chelav of an animal that's bechlal not hegdish, tamalayim kikol. Ask the Gemara. The pasuk is talking to an oichel, to an eater. For hacha de koi ba'oichlin, we're talking to eaters, and what are we using the pasuk to include? The kamar ben nechalim. We're using it to include food, eater, something which is eaten. We just said that when the pasuk talks to eaters, it's not used to include something that's eaten. Answers the Gemara, Hosom the lek oichlim mar ben necholim. Hocha de ika oichlim leshavik le oichlim mar ben necholim. Answers the Gemara as follows. Of course, every word in the Torah is to teach us something. So the answer is, however, as follows. When I have a choice, am I going to be marba, a eater, or something that's eaten? So if I'm talking in a pasuk that's talking about eaters, it's preferable to use it to teach me a limud regarding eaters. But to tell me that I'm going to leave the word entirely extra, non-used, that's not an option. So if I have no eater to include, then of course I'll talk about food. So by chametz, where I could say it's referring to women who are also eaters, I prefer to say it's talking about eaters, not to say it's talking about a food which is eaten. By chelev, there are no eaters to include, so I use it to be marba, something which is eaten. Ask the Gemara, Rabbanan, the Lesley or Erif, Rabbanan hold, as we learned on Amun Aleph, don't hold the taruvus chametz, then is it laf, kol loy darshi. They don't use the word kol, and that's why they won't use the pasuk of the lav that we says that we quoted on an aleph gakamach metzus loisachelu to teach me that there's an issur on teruvus chametz because they don't learn kol. Ask the Gemara, Ela noshim enalu, if they don't use kol as a limud, how will they know women are not allowed to eat chametz? Answers the Gemara, kol loidarshi. When you have the word kol alone, they taka don't learn it. Ki kol, but when they have the words ki kol, that they do learn. So in the pasuk of the lav, it just says kol, so they don't learn it, and they have no makar, they have no source for teruvus chametz. But the pasuk it says ki kol oichel chametz, ki kol oichel machmetzes v'nichrusar. There it says ki kol. They use it to teach me that women may not eat chametz. Rabbi Lezer, Ema, what? So according to that, now that we learned that there's something new, there's kol and ki kol. So why don't we say like this? According to Blazer, say, call Larabbis is a Noshim. Call is teaching me that women may not eat chametz. There's a chiv chorus. And key call, the extra key, is going to teach me Larabbis is a Ruvoi. That there's a chiv chorus for Teruvus chametz. The chitamin, what are you going to tell me? Key call Larabbelezer loy darish. Larabbelezer doesn't subscribe to the chiv call. I'll prove to you that he does. V'tanya, sorbat of tiru. There's a pasuk that says that you're not allowed to burn on the Mizbeach sourdough. Eli el kuloi. That only teaches me that you're not allowed to burn a kezayis, because haktara is always a kezayis. Miktsasim inayin. How do we know even less than a kezayis may not be burnt? Tamaloi mekol. Eruva minayin. How do you know that if you have a taruvis of saor and matzah that you're not allowed to burn? Saor means chametz. Tamaloi mekol. Man shamed like the darish kol. Who's the man dominant that we're learning today's whole shir that learns kol? It's Rebbe Lezer. And you see that in this brisa, Rebbe Lezer, that learns kol, also learns kikol, the kadarish kikol. So you see that he does hold kikol. So I'm back to where I started. Why don't I say Rebbe Lezer is going to learn both kol to teach us that women may not eat chametz, and kikol to teach me that not only is there an issa lav for taruvus chametz, there's an even issa karis for taruvus chametz. Says the Gemara kasha, it's taka kasha. The Gemara leaves it with a kasha and Rebbe Lezer.